Shining a light on the next generation in the farming community. This is Jesse Maidema. Jesse, thanks for joining us today. How long have you been a dairy farmer?
I've been a dairy farmer since I was a little boy. I started a part-time job at my family farm when I was 11 or 10, just feeding calves and getting into feeding some cows and moving cows around the barn and whatnot.
Right.
My family's been here since 1958. And the family's been dairy farming since the late 60s, I believe.
Okay. So, and are you part of the family farm operation, or are you the owner of the farm? What is the arrangement there?
So right now, my dad's the owner of the farm, but we are in transition right now. My wife and I have taken over the farm. We've been in the process for the last year or so, getting succession ready, dealing with lawyers and whatnot. But yeah, so hopefully by the winter time or next spring, my wife and I will be the owners of Maidema Farms.
It seems like science and progressive farming practices are part of your vocabulary. Is knowing the science behind things, is it helping you as a farmer?
Oh, I would say for sure it's helping big time. With everything right now, costs are going up in the dairy, like in all industries, right? Costs is going up. We need to improve our bottom line. We need to kind of be more efficient. So when we're taking on these next, like these new technologies to improve our herd. But yeah, like I said, the sex semen has been a big deal that we know we're guaranteed to get a heifer calf, which is ultimately our turnover to our dairy herd. And then, just everything, all this technology that we're advancing into is improving our efficiencies and productivity and just basically setting us up right going forward. If you're not incorporating these new technologies, then you're kind of getting left behind in the modern agriculture.
Right. Yeah, that's so true, that if you're not willing to embrace these new ways that, you know, you can, and things are evolving so fast in terms of the technology of farming. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would say for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And we built our new dairy barn in 2009, and that, like, it was kind of the state-of-the-art facility. We incorporated an automatic calf feeder, which helped labor efficiencies, and also we just had a bigger parlor and milking system, which basically got things done faster. But yeah, before that, we were very labor intense. We were milking about 100 cows at the old dairy farm. And like I said, it's just constantly, you're working your butt off to get something done in a day. Once we moved to the new facility, everything just went a lot smoother. We actually went down in labor. But yeah, we've been growing and growing, and it's been really well at moving that new facility. It's helped us a lot going forward.
Listen to all our next-gen farmers at brightontoday.ca.